You are listening to the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 246.
Hello, I'm your host, David Guerra, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is for you, current and future leaders, to help give you the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your personal life. The tools of the Walking Leader focus on getting you up and out from behind your desk and out to be on the front lines where those you lead are in the trenches day in, day out. And attention all leaders, it is your responsibility to know how the battle is going. And there is no better way to know than to be out on those front lines where the bullets are flying. And now, without any delay, let's get started. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I continue to share with you our 2022 series on self-leadership and soft skills, where today we talk about the soft skill of flexibility. So as always, we break down the definitions and then we dive in. So let's define self-leadership. Self-leadership is based on you, current and future leaders, taking the initiative and being proactive. A self-leader means you are intentionally influencing your thinking, feelings, and actions towards your objectives and goals, whether it be personal or professional or both. You must take that first, second, and third step to achieving those objectives or goals. What are soft skills? Well, soft skills are those interpersonal attributes that enable someone to interact effectively and harmoniously with other people while performing those technical or hard skills that you have learned. Now, flexibility. The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary defines flexibility as being, quote, capable of being flexed, or, quote, yielding to influence, end quote, and, quote, characterized by a ready capability to adapt to new, different, or changing requirements, end quote. There we go. And that's what we're going to kind of focus on, because that's what applies in the workplace and any place, really. That's the big one. So examples of flexibility, again, having the ability to adjust your planned workday to respond to a more urgent matter in the workplace, offering to perform a colleague's job when they are out sick or on vacation, keeping a flexible attitude that prioritizes business needs, and of course, when the plans don't go as planned, right? When the mission is unfolding and you've executed a plan and all of a sudden, well, it's called Murphy's Law, and you've got to roll with it, and you've got to adjust, and you've got to be flexible. So why is flexibility so important? Well, when it comes to exercising flexibility in your personal and professional life, you show, as I mentioned, having a good plan and working that plan is an excellent concept. Again, you got to be prepared. It is when the plan does not go as expected. Sudden and immediate changes must be implemented. By having a flexibility based mindset, you are ready to roll with the punches. Changing on a dime can become almost like second nature. Having that ability to be flexible and have and exercise flexibility in what you do, and that's a good thing. However, there are some downsides to flexibility, just like there are pros and cons. So let's pick a couple and let's tear them apart. For example, pro. Flexibility allows you to become prepared for the unexpected. Yes. The con is contingency planning works only for so long and only goes so far. What happens long term, right? So again, you're just being responsive, reactive. Pro, flexibility makes you a more informed individual, especially when it comes to decision making. That's true, because you're flexible and you're thinking on the dime. You're thinking the drop of a hat, you know. Now, the con, well, sometimes the more information you obtain might not apply to the situation that is creating the flexibility or the need for the flexibility. So be careful in the information you get. It could adversely affect that decision-making. Another pro, flexibility will increase your level of situational awareness. Yes. And again, the downside is the increase of your situational awareness can go so far, well, it can go too far, in that wrong decisions can be made as situations continue to evolve either into increasing or decreasing severity. So you got to be careful. And of course, the next pro, flexibility may set you apart from others in that others can count on you to deliver. The downside of that is that others may not just count on you to deliver, but expect you to deliver in the event of anything that's sudden, changing, unfolding. It's reactive. And of course, that may come even at the cost of your personal time, your ambition, and of course, your success. Because again, you're being asked to do something that's, well, you've done it before. Why can't you do it now? And it does happen. So be careful. Now, how to use the 7 habits of highly effective people when it comes to flexibility? Because flexibility involves reactive thinking. But if you're prepared, being proactive really comes in handy, where you're kind of thinking outside the box, looking at outside contingencies and being flexible if things happen. What will you be? How far are you willing to go? And how far are you not willing to go? What will you do? What will you not do? And when it comes to flexibility, always begin with the end of the end in mind. Habit 2. Again, you're being flexible, but it's only going to last for so long. What do we need to do? And of course, to habit 3, put first things first, because situation is unfolding, priorities change, the mission has suddenly changed. You've got to reprioritize right from the very beginning. 4, think win-win. That one might not be easy, because again, the situation is unfolding, and sometimes calling it a draw might just be the best thing. Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Yes, definitely you should be obtaining as much information as the unfolding situation can give you. Understand what's going on, and then you can begin your decision-making process and implementation. Habit 6, synergize. Yes, because the plan is no longer effective. It does affect everyone involved in that plan. Everyone working together to get themselves back on track is a must. And habit 7, sharpen the saw to being flexible. Flexibility, sharpening the saw. Well, there is no sharpening of the saw. It's just one understanding that eventually all of this all of this flexibility will contribute to your gained effectiveness, increase your ability to be flexible, and of course, to make better decisions when it comes time to be or implement flexibility. So understand that sometimes early on, it might not be the wise thing to do, but later on, you'll know what the wise thing is. So good thing to know, good thing to remember. So how and when to use flexibility? Always. Flexibility, just like every other soft skill we've mentioned so far, should always be ready to be utilized. Therefore, always be prepared to employ flexibility when the situation calls for it. Always know your what, where, when, who, and why you are being flexible. Why have you been called on for you to be flexible? What happened? Even if you're not certain the situation calls for flexibility, understand, get as much information as possible, as quickly as possible, to make those sound judgments and decisions. See, flexibility is certainly one of those conditional skills that is utilized when needed. Sometimes the plan might go awry, but your specific part, your specific component of the mission of that plan has not changed. Thus, there is no need to change or to be flexible in your case. But again, you'll know that because every plan is unique. Every situation is going to be unique after that. Now, what if flexibility fails? What if you're doing it, you're trying to do it, and it fails, things have gone wrong even again further? Until you get into your own groove and truly understand yourself, the ability to go overboard with the amount of flexibility will be tough, difficult, and most of all, it can feel like failure. This feeling of failure comes from your level of maturity, when to be flexible, when it is time for someone else to be flexible. And of course, your managers, supervisors, directors are still getting to know you. So be careful there. Sometimes you might overextend yourself without trying to overextend yourself, just trying to fill in the blanks, doing the job. But be careful it doesn't go too far. So what can someone that's new to an organization or first time working, and it's your first time or you're new to being flexible, that you've been asked to do something? Well, first thing is be flexible. Know that any situation can change at the drop of a dime. I mean, it changed just like that. Know that you will feel like you're being taken advantage of or exploited. It's going to happen. They keep calling on you. Hey, can you do this? Can you pick up the slack here? Can you pick up the slack there? Again, it's nice to be asked, but sometimes don't get asked too much, because then it starts sinking in. Start off slow and cautious. And of course, ask for help, ask for guidance, seek out a mentor, without a doubt. And for those that have been there a while, that are experienced in the flexibility and the needs and the sudden being called upon, well, continue to improve on yourself. That way that it doesn't feel like it's a burden what you're doing. It always feels like, hey, I'm just doing this and we're going to get this taken care of. We're going to knock it out and we're back in business. And it's not always a crisis situation. And work with your leadership, work with your managers, work with those directors, supervisors to minimize those sudden change of plans. And of course, keep trying new things and new ways of being flexible. Come up with new ideas and become a mentor to others. Become a mentor to others. Now, the next question, obviously, we ask it all the time. Can this soft skill be mastered? Can the soft skill of flexibility be mastered? Well, flexibility as a soft skill is one that needs time to master, but is never truly mastered. Situations and conditions vary the ability to improve to the point of mastery. See, so all of that is moot. We cannot master anything. We cannot master flexibility. However, by understanding that being flexible occurs on an as-needed basis, be certain when you are being flexible that it is needed and you are not just, well, you're not just being flexible because you believe that is what is expected of you. Again, be very careful. Giving too much up front, well, it may be too much. So be careful. And it's one of those that you're going to know over time how to employ it. You're going to learn over time when to utilize it and when, obviously, when to expect others to do their part. They can't always be counting on you. There's a team for a reason. So again, yes, I know there's the M and the E and me and the team. Yes, I get it, but there's no I. I also get that. But understand there are other people in the team. That's why it's called a team. Right, not a group of individuals. No, it's a team. They work in together. So ensure everybody does their part. And listen, I invite you to visit this episode's show notes on the DaveGuerra.com website as I share some links to books, audiobooks, and ebooks on flexibility. They're always there at the bottom of the show notes page. And again, really, all there is to it is just be flexible. Understand that, hey, there will be times that you're going to need to do something. There are going to be times that you don't want to do it, but you're going to have to do it. It's got to get done. There's going to be times that individuals will call on you. But also understand that you've got to roll with the punches. That's part of the modern workplace. Well, not just the modern workplace. It's always been that way in any workplace, any situation. Changes, any little thing will change the situation and it will evolve and devolve and escalate or de-escalate into something else by the time it's all said and done. Again, roll with the punches. Well, that's it for this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. Folks, I want to hear from you. Let me know if you agree or disagree with what I mentioned here about flexibility in this episode number 246. And of course, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, then reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. Or, you know, you can leave a voice message on the Walking Leader hotline at 956-720-0060. It's real simple. You just dial 956-720-0060 and you know, leave a message there. Of course, you can always drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com. And I do thank you for your time. I appreciate you making it to this point of the episode. I am David Guerra, author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I invite you to subscribe to the Walking Leader podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and Stitcher. And you can find all those links on the daveguerra.com website, my website. And lastly, before I let you go, before we go, until next time, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.